the payoff for the Star Trek geeks, it did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would give you a high five. Maybe you live long and prosper instead.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. So fantastic wine. And every year that one is always a fantastic wine. I don't think I've ever had an off year from them. And a beautiful winery. Absolutely beautiful. They have a whole separate room dedicated just to the Phase 5 release.
Biometric lock.
You have to be a member of the club, and it biometrically checks you, runs through your hand before it opens up, and then the lights all come up.
You get a Vulcan salute when you do the biometrics?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so my pick for best of the year was the Ehlers Estate Cabernet Franc 2022. Oh,
that's a gorgeous wine, dude.
I mean, I'm in a Cab Franc sort of mindset anyway lately, but that one was so, so good.
That was my runner-up.
Is 90% Cab Franc, 6% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 4% Merlot. It was just so well done. Just the violets and the cocoa powder and the graphite and on the palate.
Cab Franc is really coming in its own now. With global warming happening, and you're going to see more people growing Cab Franc rather than Cabernet in Napa Valley.
Yeah. And honestly, that works for me because I absolutely love Cab Franc.
I'll be buying a case of that this year.
It was black tea and cherries. It was so well done. My runner-up, honestly, was the Larkmead Solari.
Yeah.
Larkmead this year with the new winemaker hit it out of the park.
You know, I'd forgotten about that. That would be a great runner-up for me, too. I think this would make good choice.
Yeah. I mean, they always made good wine, but the new, I think her name's Avery. I met her in New York a while back. Killing it. Absolutely killing it. Did you have a runner-up? Anything you can think of?
I have one.
Go ahead, tell us.
I have that 1989 Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That works for me. And that's it.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And now, that cast that you wonder, how did they get on the radio? Our Smokes cast members are going to talk about their best of season 13 choices.
Our plan for this smoke segment is to go over our top five and discuss at least one of those in a bit more detail. We also have a full episode where we'll discuss more of these top five choices a bit more. So let's kick this off with Rich's top five. He's got the Oz Family Cigars Caratoba, the Crown Heads Broadway, the Natura Second Harvest, Warfighters Cigars Night Shift.
Warfighter.
Now tell me what your favorite was.
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the Black Work Studio Hornet. Released in 2023 by Blackwork Studio, the Hornet is a pumped-up version of its robust cousin, the Killer Bee. Its imposing Ecuadorian Maduro wrapper is supported by a Nicaraguan binder and filler. The wrapper is accented with a closed foot and swirled cap made from a Candela wrapper. The Hornet is known for its strength that is balanced out with the complexity of flavors. Like its namesake, the Hornet will leave a lasting but pleasant sting on your palate that you will not soon forget. The binder is Nicaraguan, the filler is Nicaraguan, the wrapper Nicaraguan and Candela. And I think, you know, I like a bold cigar, and I think the effect that this one gave me that really stuck with me is that the intensity grew as I smoked it.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's a good pick for your top five. Benjamin, top five list here. The Oz Family Caratoba. Imagine that.
Oh,
the Crown Heads Belgian Blue. That's a great cigar. Mm. The El Titan de Bronze.
You didn't even get out of the building with the same cigar.
That's right. The Tatuaje Pork Tenderloin. It's always a good cigar. Now tell me about your favorite.
Yeah, so I chose the Blackworks Studios Intergalactic Event Horizon.
Two Blackworks Studios.
Yes, sir. Prepare ship for light speed.
No, no, no. Light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed.
Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know.
This cigar is quite the thing of myth. Originally released in 2022 with a Sumatra wrapper. This release came out in 2024 as a limited edition for the brand. It's a binder, Ecuadorian Habano filler, Nicaraguan, and wrapper, Dark Pennsylvania Broadleaf. So, yeah, man, I know it's a limited release, but it was one of those things I had started to kind of branch out a little bit and look for brands that I didn't normally smoke or look for at my local tobacconist, and they carry a lot of Blackworks Studios, and I was like, oh, okay, well, like, let's get into some of them. And I remember that I had smoked a couple previous to finding the Intergalactic and weren't really my bag. They were a little bit too kind of earthy and dirty. Sure. And barnyardy. But the Intergalactic was a light bulb moment for me. And so as I kind of dug deeper into it, really started to enjoy some of the other things that they offered. But the Intergalactic, it was just something that, once I found out it was a limited edition, I tried to find it anywhere I could. Yeah. To kind of keep some back stock.
All right. Well, that's a good number one. Mike's list here is the Imami Petra Maduro, the CAO Amazon Basin Dagger 2025. The Adventura La Llorona, the Cohiba Bahecki 56. Can't hide money there. Now, tell me about your favorite.
So my favorite was not on the list. It's the Macanudo French Oak Release 3. So really a great cigar. I mean, this is all about the wine that, you know, they put this in. So for the third and final release of the Macanudo's collaboration with Flint Knoll Winery, the Macanudo Estate Reserve released 3 years to tobacco age in a prestigious French oak barrel. Mm. Really great. And, I guess it was just such a surprise to me, you know, about this particular cigar. So, I mean, I would definitely go back to this all day long. I may not go back to all the Macanudos, but I would definitely go back to this.
I actually met the people that own Flint Knoll. He's a big conspiracy guy.
You fit right in with him, didn't you?
He is awesome.
Is he a flat earther?
I'm not going to talk about that.
We don't have that kind of time.
Don't you bait and switch me. I got 2.5 minutes here.
All right.
All right, so my top five list is the Rocky Patel Year of the Snake, the Crown Heads Mil Diaz Limited Edition 2025, the Imami Kimono Connecticut, AJ Fernandez Cameroon, and my favorite, make way,
magnificent,
it was the Foundation Ascom, the Maduro version. The Ascomite Kingdom is an ancient civilization in present-day Ethiopia.
Wow, he actually got that big word.
Stood as a beacon of power, culture, and tradition, according to the Ethiopian legend, Menelik I, son of the King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, brought the Ark of the Covenant to Ascom, where it's remained ever since to this day. A single guardian devotes his life to watching over the sacred relic, protecting it day and night. Drawing inspiration from the storied empire, the Ascom line is a testament to heritage, craftsmanship, and tradition. Carefully blended to deliver a refined smoking experience, it embodies Foundation Cigars' commitment to exceptional quality and respect for the timeless legacy of the Ascom. The Ascom means a journey through legend crafted in every cigar. Its wrapper is Sumatra, Ecuador. The binder is Connecticut Broadleaf. The filler is Esteli and Jalapa, Nicaragua. There are many, many things I can say about this cigar, but I'm going to say one thing about it. If you find them, buy them.
Hmm.
Hands down, the best cigar I have smoked all dang year. And it was fantastic. Now, that's last year, Foundation got my... With their, they made my top list with the, what was it? The, Oh, ooh, came in a box.
Yeah, specialty box. A box of cigars. That sure is a down.
Anyway,
which one?
One of his special releases made my top list last year. But, folks, that's what's going to take it for our top five this year. This is our top five best of 2025. So have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes, celebrating our best of season 13. Hey, we're really happy that you found us today, no matter where we were located, on satellite, radio, as a podcast, or if you finally found that MP3 player from 1982. We want to thank you for joining us. Hey, we had a key contributor for the show that recently passed away, and it's actually one of the songwriters and performers of the song that you actually hear in the background right now, and that's Terry Whitehead. Hey, we just wanted to say our condolences to Terry's family. We thank him so much for the contribution to this show and wish them the very best. Come back, join us for another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tanhan production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
calls her friends, doesn't know where she is. Shopping carts through the streets. I swear it's the only way it should be seen.
Bears symbolize the icy landscapes of the far north like no other animal. The bear's way of life, its very survival, is inseparable from the Arctic pack ice. Less familiar is a remarkable bird that shares with the polar bear this vital link to ice, the ivory gull. Just as polar bears are clad in white fur, ivory gulls are feathered entirely in white, adapted to the whiteness of their world. Long-winged and graceful in flight, ivory gulls breed on the northernmost islands of the Canadian Arctic and other high Arctic sites. They spend the winter near the pack ice. The gulls feed on small fish and other marine life, but also scavenge carcasses, including those left by polar bears. As a polar bear consumes the choice parts of a seal, ivory gulls wait at the edge of the action, intent on sharing the leftovers. Global warming has brought increasing change to the world of ice-dependent species, such as the ivory gull and polar bear. This white gull, like the white bear, represents an entire ecosystem at risk, as the extent and the thickness of sea ice is decreasing. There's more on our website at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Waiting, anticipating, oh, the precious building. Kinda got the feeling like I've got a new lease on the life I'm leading. Where I just abandon everything I'm feeling, and as it gets darker, I don't have to see it. I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it. Everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time. Everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines. 'Cause the world is slowly burning, I can't help this earthly yearning. I wanna feel like
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. False and misleading information about climate change is widespread on social media, and it can be hard to know how to respond when a friend or loved one believes that misinformation and shares it.
It is often much better to take these conversations offline and talk to people that you know by building on the strength of your relationship and your connections. Ask them about their post, why they believe it, and then try to understand their motivation in sharing this content before focusing on the content itself.
That's Elise Martin, Manager for Persuasion Research and Campaigns at the Environmental Defense Fund. She says people often believe misinformation because it resonates with them emotionally. For example, someone stressed about money might be more likely to believe false claims about the cost of clean energy.
A lot of people who share disinformation may be feeling afraid or as if circumstances are out of their control.
So as you share factual resources, she suggests doing so with empathy, not as a lecture, but as a dialogue based on trust and connection.
Just trying to understand, like, what are the emotional stakes for this person might help you get farther in conversation with them.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Keeping up with yours, so I gassed up the car and I'm headed to the city. Lipstick on, yeah, I'm looking real pretty. Making a stand, taking a chance on you. Radio's on to drown out the thinking voice, like a song you wanna have a listen. Making a stand, taking a chance on you. Take me back again. Let me be your star.
the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.